the Tampa Bay Buccaneers started digging 9 months ago on an overflow parking lot in Clearwater. It was a $100,000 project to transform it from plot to playground, or rather, an all-new community field for youth.
And now, in less than a year on this rainy day, the Buccaneers are back to the field to open it for the public.
At a ribbon-cutting ceremony, Bucs co-chairman Brian Glazer, the Clearwater mayor, and Bucs NFL stars welcomed the local community to their new field, complete with new landscaping, safety fencing, and irrigation.
This football field for the area here in Clearwater, it gets the kids to do some productive things, get great life lessons out here, to see the looks on the people's faces, the kids' faces, the adults, the parents, where they see what this is going to mean for their community. It's great to see it in person.
To give them a first-class facility is just the best gift that you could give. It may be June, but it feels like Christmas, you know, in Clearwater today, and we thank the Buccaneers for that.
There's some definite talent out here. You know, there's a couple guys who tell me what numbers they're going to wear when they're playing for the Buccaneers in 15, 20 years. So I've seen these kids out here just enjoying it. It's beautiful, Tampa Bay Buccaneers field. You know, it's something special.
The finished field was extra special for Bucs cornerback Leonard Johnson, who grew up in Clearwater.
It does. I actually still live in the community, still in the same house that I grew up in, right down the street from here. This donation that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did for the city of Clearwater is just mind-blowing. It does more than just gives them an opportunity to play football. I mean, it keeps them out of trouble. It gives them something to look forward to.
And at the start of June, the kids of Clearwater can look forward to practicing on a new field all summer long. I'm Rachel Ramirez, Buccaneers.com.